So now that you've identified your pumpkin goals and your radish goals and you have clarity on about how much time to expect that it's going to take throughout the year, now we need to create those milestones. If you haven't already set the milestones for each of your key areas of success, you want to set a mile marker for each quarter. Because, just like the air traffic controller example, if you're heading in the wrong direction, you need to know that so that you can course correct. Mileposts give you the opportunity to say, nope, I'm right on target, or hey, something's not working here, we need to course correct. Course correction doesn't mean you've done anything right or wrong, it means it's time for a change. It means something has happened, or something hasn't happened the way we thought it would, and it's time to decide, do we really want to keep going on this journey? And if so, what are we going to do differently? But you can't course correct if you don't have mileposts. So think about, what is a dumb goal milepost? Doable, understandable, meaningful, believable. Make sure that those things are lined up. Once you've done that, then we want to hone in on the first 90 days, the next 90 days of your plan. This is where we're going to get granular. This is where we're going to start deciding what are the action steps that are going to drive us to hitting that milepost goal. So, continuing the weight loss example, if I want to lose 7 pounds in the next quarter, what are the activities that I need to do to make sure that I hit that 7-pound goal? Well, for me, that might be researching a gym or joining a gym. If you're already in a gym, maybe it's finding a coach or a trainer. If you already have a coach and a trainer, maybe it's creating a new meal plan. The steps are very customized to who you are and what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So I can't read your mind. And if you don't know what those steps might be, this is where the backward planning process becomes even more important. Those mileposts that we've created for the year give us the beginnings of a backward plan, the skeleton of a backward plan. So let's say I don't know how to lose 7 pounds in 13 weeks. Then I could say, well, since I don't know, it doesn't make sense to think I'm going to lose any weight in the first couple of weeks. So maybe my milepost for the next 90 days is going to be, at the end of the first month, I will have turned my ship around and I'll have lost 1 pound. Maybe 2. Okay, great. And then in the next month, I'm going to lose another 2 pounds. Okay, that gives me a total of 3 to 4 pounds that I've lost, which means in the last month, I need to lose 4 pounds. Okay. All right, let's mile marker those in. See, we don't want to do mile markers for the whole 12 months because if those goals don't get hit, we're going to be real frustrated and feel like we're behind the eight ball. But if we start with the milepost for 90 days and then backward plan from there, two things are going to happen. Once we start calendaring these activities, we're going to get clarity on whether or not it's really even achievable considering the other things that we have going on. But the other thing that it does for us is it allows us to get really clear on what are the action steps that we can actually take. Because it's really nice to say, I want to have a $1 million business, but if you don't know what it takes to actually get to a $1 million business, you've got some research to do, you've got some people you need to consult, you've got some help you need to get before you start running down that road. We don't go driving on a road trip without any of our necessities. We make sure that the car is filled with gas, we pack whatever supplies we need, any clothing that we need, we make sure we have enough money for the trip. That's what we're doing in those next 90 days. So if there's something that you just have no idea how to backward plan it, then the first part of the next quarter is going to be about learning how to handle whatever it is that you're trying to backward plan. So you've got to give yourself the time and the space to be reasonable about what you're doing. Now let's assume you actually know what you need to do, then you need to break it down into action steps. So if you know, for example, you want to launch your website in the next 90 days, then what pieces need to be done? Do you need to do the branding or is that done? Do you need to reach out to a designer or is that done? Do you need to review the web copy? Do you need to review the images? Do you need to set up the newsletter? Get as granular as you can, just thinking about the tasks that go into achieving the milestone. Once you've got the tasks all worked out, then we'll calendar. But the important thing is, think of as many possible things as you can. And it might feel overwhelming. Breathe. Once you get them all out of your head and onto paper and do a brain dump, and there are a couple of different ways to brain dump. We'll talk about that in a minute. But once you get them out of your head, it becomes much easier to figure out what goes where on the calendar. So getting it out of your head, this is the brain dump process. And there are two ways to brain dump that I find really helpful. One is just a typical brain dump where you just, everything that's coming out of your head, you just keep writing it down, and you just keep writing it down, and you just keep writing it down, and you don't worry about how it connects to anything. You just get it out of your head and document it on paper. You can also use a voice recorder, but I find having it written is much more helpful for me. The other way to do this is what's called mind mapping. And that's really useful when you're dealing with a project-based idea. For example, your website. So if you create a mind map that says, my website is ready to launch, you know, 90 days from today, then you can start branching off. What are all the parts and pieces that make sure that the website is ready? Do I have my domain name? Do I have the design done? Have I picked a blog theme if you're using a blog template? Do I have my newsletter opt-in list done? And then you can get granular. What are the things that have to happen to make sure my opt-in list is ready? Well, I got to create the list. I got to set up the form. I've got to get it embedded on the site. I got to test it to make sure it works. So then you can work on each little piece once you have clarity on what they are. Now, I will promise you that more times than not, there will be some area that you didn't even know you didn't know. So when I'm mind mapping, I like to create this extra little space with a big question mark, because something's going to come up that I was not prepared for. Whether it's a comet hitting my house, God forbid, or a new client that enters the scene and makes my brain go in a different direction about different things that I can offer, there's always that unknown quantity, because there's always something that we don't know. And there's always something that we don't know we don't know. And when we find out we don't know it, we're like, oh, I didn't know that. Now I got to learn about it. Now I got to deal with it. Now I got to take care of it. So I always leave that space. And that's the neat thing about calendaring, because once we get it calendared, we can see very clearly if we've given ourselves the space to handle the, uh-oh, this just happened, surprise blessing, surprise emergency. And if we've packed too much in, we can't survive that way. Our lives aren't designed to handle that much overwhelm. And so by creating the space and getting it on the calendar, we go from stressful to scheduled.